rocks out.
Why do you have rocks?
Because I was using the slingshot.
Why do you have a pocket full of rocks?
Because I was using the slingshot.
Well, don't put them on the... That's, why do you have rusty nails with your rocks?
Because that one I don't know, actually.
Don't put them where Bailey's
I'm just going to put them back in my pocket.
Yeah, you know what? That's fine. That's just fine. Don't move around so your rocks rock. You sound like a bag of change.
I am a bag of change, Katie.
You sound like a coin purse.
Yeah, I just really like Gandhi, dude, you know?
What?
I'm trying to be the change I want to see in the world.
Oh, fuck you. Hi, everybody. It's me, Katie Asaurus.
The look on your face. Yes, hi. Hello. It's me, Haygood.
And welcome back to another thrilling episode of...
Infinite Quest.
Infinite Quest.
God, you know when you go to like a music show and there's like a guitarist or something who just keeps playing? They're like doing a solo.
But it's like too long.
And they're doing a solo and then like they'll go like...
And they do it like
but they don't know where to go with from that, so they just keep doing that over and over. First off, every time, if that ever happens, you should whisper to the person next to you, if you're with that person, somebody's about to go woo. Because you know what, Katie? Somebody always goes woo.
Woo!
It gets awkward, and then somebody has to break the silence, so they go woo! To be like, yeah, they're just so passionate. Anyways.
That's hilarious.
I almost said woo while you were doing the Infinite Quest bit, but then I realized without context, it wouldn't mean
that's
anything.
That's okay. That was a good context. Good context setting.
Woo!
Woo! Ric Flair. Hi, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. We just got done working at... We went to a library today.
We did. We can't tell the people what
we're
working on.
We were at the library working. It was cool.
On something.
And the podcast, Tay's podcast, Adventure SMP, available anywhere. Just for context, it's D&D, but it's set in the Minecraft world. So our friend Tay is DMing it, and they wrote like DM, but it's in the world of Minecraft. So it's like a mixture of DM or a dungeon, D&D and Minecraft mechanics. It's great. But we've been off for like a month or so. They're taking a break. And I have missed our recording sessions. We've done like 30 something episodes, and I've missed like 7 recording sessions, which is a lot. I mean, I'm probably not like 7, probably 5. But anyways, it just feels weird because we actually don't have anything scheduled, but still
Wednesday. Did you miss one today?
No, we haven't had one in like a month or so.
Also, today's Thursday.
Yeah. Still every week, I should say. Every week, I should say. I'll go like, oh shit, oh, that's right, we don't have anything.
It's okay.
It's like I'm so used to that as a part of my life.
I had a thing today that I
forgot. You did, yeah.
And thankfully, shout out to Dustin, if you know who you are, if it's you. But I was supposed to have a meeting today, and I was really, really excited about it. And then I thought, I should tell the story better. I thought I had a meeting tomorrow at 3:00. It was not tomorrow. It was today. So I stood Dustin up and he sat at the restaurant waiting for me.
Oh, it was like at a restaurant?
It was like at a place. Oh. Like he like got in his car and went to a place. And thankfully he was really, really nice about it and really kind and was honestly just like messaged me and was like, hey, are you okay? And I was like, oh God, it was today. And he was really understanding. He's like, dude, I have ADHD too. Like it's not a big deal. Like I've done it before. But it's the worst fucking feeling in the entire world. Like I work so hard. I work so hard to make that not happen. And then
what
you talked about, it's like that 100% relapse rate.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't matter how hard you try. It doesn't matter how many systems you put in place. There is going to be that day where you forget and then you're like, and none of that work mattered because it's still. And I was like, I've been so better about it. I've been really good about my cat. Like I'm so frustrated with myself. And it was like a hangout. Like I like him. I think he's cool. And so I was like, oh, I get to hang out with this cool guy who does cool stuff. And I want to talk about cool things with this cool dude. And then nope, fuck you. I was at the library trying to access a journal article that apparently our library does not believe exists.
Yeah, that's the thing that libraries usually do, right? They'll have like a login to.
I cannot figure, but I'm so mad at myself. Mm. But yeah, but again, he was like super nice about it. And then that somehow makes me feel worse. Well, if he wasn't like, you piece of shit, I never want to work with you ever again. I'd be like, oh, well, I deserve that. But he was like, hey, don't worry, we'll reschedule. And I was like,
I also want to, like, at least the way that I think about it about myself is like, I'm not the victim here. Like the people I stand up
are,
you know, like, which is not to say that that's what you were saying.
No,
like it was, but
No, I just feel bad because, like, I respect the shit out of him. You know what I mean? And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
and I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to imply that you, that's what you were saying.
No, you're okay.
But it's, and I think that's part of why it sucks so much when people are so nice about it. It's because, like, no, like, don't, you know, don't try to make me feel better. I did the shitty thing. You know? Which is, you know, it's great when people are nice, but it's like, you want that second shoe to drop, but there isn't one. And so it's just like all the time, like, oh God.
Yeah. But then do you also do the thing though, where then you feel like you got your one?
Oh yeah.
And it's if you ever screw anything up,
if you do it again, like, then it's
friendship over forever. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's so my dad, Mr. Carl Good, he was a professor at Michigan State University for like 10 years. And he has very severe ADHD and he was late to a bunch of shit all the time. And then, like, in his eighth year or something like that, after he'd been there for many years, he was late to some meeting. It was like a big boardroom meeting thing. And he comes in and he goes, oh, you know, sorry, you know, the usual whatever. And then after a guy named Bob came up to him, and I don't remember what he said specifically, but said something along the lines of, like, you know, it's not okay that you do that.
Yeah.
You know, like, we deal with it because what else are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
But, like, it's not okay that you do that. It's annoying, you know. Yeah. And he's charming and delightful and funny. So nobody wants to be mad at him, you know. But at some, you know, you are doing a shitty thing, you know. Like, it's not okay to do that. And I've only ever – I think that's kind of real, that dread that comes from missing a thing.
Yeah.
Is knowing that you're putting you might be putting a lot of emotional labor on somebody else's plate.
Yeah.
Because – they have an inconvenience greatly. Like, there's no way around it. They got in their car, they went to the place, they went to the meeting, they sat there. Like, you greatly inconvenienced them. But nobody wants to have to be an asshole.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be mad at somebody else or just, plus it's not their job to, like, try to tell you that, you know, like, if somebody did say to you, like, hey, you know, I forgive you because, you know, did what Bob did. Like, we move on and we forgive you because we like you, but, like, you know, fucking stop it. They'd be doing you a favor.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have to do that. It's not their responsibility to, like, tell you how big of a deal that is. So usually they'll do the thing that is less emotional labor, which is go, yeah, it's all right. Don't worry. You know,
yeah,
the nice thing. But it's like, if I've, you know, it's almost like a falsifiability thing where I don't believe that they're not mad because they would have to be so mad to act as such.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. It's almost worse because it's like, I know that they're doing the work of suppressing.
Yeah.
Like, their anger for the sake of,
like, being,
you
know, kind.
For being kind, which is really nice. I mean, social contract and all. Like, you shouldn't just, like, yell at people for being late, you know. But if you're consistently, like, I'm, like, Tay would be well within their rights to be like, hey, Eric, fucking stop it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I can hear in their voice, like,
yeah,
not in their voice, but just in their tone of, like, whatever, mm-hmm. like, that it's weighing on them.
Yeah.
And they put so much work into it, and it's, and, you know, like, I show up. Only once has it ever been, like, I literally cannot, like, I'm at the airport, you know?
Yeah.
But they would be well in their rights to do that, and it just sucks knowing that I'm that fucking guy, ultimately. Yeah. Like, I'm less that guy now than I hopefully was, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah. But
I don't know.
I don't know. It's hard, too, because I feel like it could be really easy to listen to you talking about that and being like, oh, what a selfish piece of shit. You know,
me or
you, like,
really?
Seven. That's so many. Yeah. It's like, I would fire you.
I can think of four.
Yeah.
But I know that there are ones that I'm not.
But it's how do you contextualize the experience of, like, no, but really it stopped existing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and, like, for me, it was just a silly thing where Dustin was like, hey, meeting up. And I was like, yeah, 2 o'clock. It'll be amazing. Or 3 o'clock or whatever. But I was like, but not today. It's tomorrow. And so I looked at my tomorrow schedule and I was like, yeah, I can totally make that work. And it was just a mistake that I made, you know, but it's like that, like, I don't know, like, but it's real though.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, that's the thing that I get frustrated about, because I think there's so much of that tendency to say, oh, that's just an excuse. You're just not trying hard enough. Or you're just being lazy. And it's like, no, it's I don't know how time works. And then you hear that and then you go, well, be better, do better, get a watch. And it's like, I have bought a planner, and then I bought another planner because I lost the first planner. And then I only used the second planner for 2 days, and then I put it down and I lost it, you know? And it's like, how do you talk about that experience? How do you quantify that experience to people who don't live with that experience. And it can be really hard.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm only friends with people with ADHD.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a paradox. I want to say paradox, but I don't think it is. But the unsolvable problem of forgetfulness, because you cannot remember to not forget something. Forgetting by nature is a passive process. It just is something that happens unbeknownst to you. Like you cannot, like I think of the Harry Potter fucking thing with the remember all, and he says, trouble is I can't remember what I've forgotten. Like you can't remember something that you forgot. If you could, you would not have forgotten, you know?
So you know what? I just remember.
What?
Fuck turfs.
I was going to say, I was like, oh shit, I just talked about Harry Potter. God damn it. Okay. Why? God damn it. Why couldn't she just be a fucking regular cool person who has regular compassionate views on things? It's so not hard to not be shitty. Sorry.
It's okay.
I just get mad because now we can't. I mean, you like Harry Potter more than I do. I just use it as a source of analogies sometimes.
That's fine.
But
I'm still betrayed.
God, could you imagine if like Bill Nye the Science Guy or something or like, oh, that would suck. Anyway,
Bill Nye the Science Guy. Actually, guys, I'm thinking about super it. The racist. Earth is flat.
you can't remember not to forget something. Yeah. So like, you know, the fix for like dates and stuff is writing it down somewhere where you will see it. And there's all sorts of strategies for like, you know, putting things on a door on, you know, that is all that you have to open frequently. So you see it, or putting something on the fridge, or putting something in the shop, like wherever that location is for you. There are ways to like make that work better. But if you forget to write it down, you can't like before it's concrete. Once it's written down, then it's like, okay, there's strategies. You can make sure that that written down thing or other, you know, otherwise logged, however you do it, you know, string around your finger. Like there are strategies to make sure that that works. But if you between when you make the appointment and writing it down, if you forget to do that, then you're just kind of fucked. And you know, the strategy is to do it immediately. Like that's, you know, just write it down immediately. But let's say you're like in a conversation in the car or something, and like they're on the phones, they're on the car speakers or whatever, and you're like, yeah, sure, let's do Thursday at 1:00. Like, you know, you can't. You're driving, you're on the highway or whatever, you know? And the only way to not forget it is to just repeatedly say it over and over in your head. Anyways, I just think that the paradox of forgetfulness is hard to describe and talk about because it just has this weird ineffable nature to it where you cannot deliberately not forget something. You can have something that reminds you when you do forget, which is, you know, the way to go.
Yeah.
But also, another gear of it is a lot of mine comes from people pleasing.
Yeah.
I'll say yes to stuff because I want to be good. I want to be like, I would love to do that cool thing and then realize I can't for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I do that. That just happened again with Tay at Gen Con. I said that I would be in their live show. Sorry, Tay. Because we discussed it a while ago and they're like, we're doing a thing. And they set a time. And I was like, yeah. And then, you know, 2 weeks beforehand, I was like, oh shit, that's at the same time as this other thing that I have to do. That I am like getting paid for, like I can't. So I think that, like realizing, am I saying yes because I want to be able to be there or because I can actually be there?
Yeah.
Like at some point it's like unkind to just say yes. I don't know. Yeah. I'm shitty at it.
It's okay. I don't know. It's the thing that I also get hung up on is that there is a 0% like margin of error. You either show up or you don't. You know what I mean? And it's like, it was, you know, like today was a really good example because, you know, Dustin was like, oh, you know, like, well, we're still here. We're still like hanging out. So if you want to come, but I'm like, it's an hour and 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
And I have a game later. So by the time I got in my car and drove there, I would be able to be there for like 45 minutes and then I have to turn around. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's, oh, like I could. And I almost did. And then I had to be like, actually, that's saying yes, you know? And so like, you know, and we just rescheduled and it was fine, but it's like that, well, you're just making excuses or, you know, you should take better care or whatever. But then there's that moment of like, and I've done everything in my human power to not screw up, but I still screwed up. And so none of that worked mattered. And it's so frustrating. And I never know what to do about it.
Mm. I mean, I think you made a joke earlier that like all of your friends also have ADHD, but I think we like humans gravitate towards having people in our lives that are complementary to who the fuck we are.
Yeah.
Like, we can't always do that. Yeah. You know, you can't control who your bus driver is or whatever the fuck. But, you know, the people who are really in our lives, like if that was a huge thing for a person to be like, if we say it is fucking, that's the time, you know, the reason I'm not friends with a lot of those people is because we just don't let, like, I did that. And then they were like, and they stopped inviting me to shit or whatever. Like, there's sort of a filter of like the people you end up being around or the people who are complimentary to your whatever.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, like for me, I'm good at, I think, well, empathy. I think I'm good at not making assumptions about a person's motives.
Yeah.
So I end up being friends with a lot of people, who, this was especially true in the cooking industry, who most people find really unpleasant.
Yeah.
Because they don't put a lot of thought into how that might be coming off. You know, like it's really easy to assume that they meant something shitty by it. But I made a practice over the years of never assuming malice unless I have a good reason to. And so I end up being really good friends with like people who are often thought to be like really, you know, assholes. But it's like, no, they're not an asshole. They just don't deliberately word things such to make other people not think they're an asshole. You know, they just say exactly what they mean, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I think we, you know, all of our temperaments have their complementary type of person to hang out with, you know?
I think I'm always also really surprised by like the generosity of other people. Like I spent so long being a perfectionist and like not allowing myself to make mistakes. And so like, there's like this phenomenon that happens where like something like this will happen. And I'm like, I am a terrible, shitty person. I'm a bad friend. I've blown this chance to work with this really cool person who I really wanted to work with. That bridge is burned or whatever. And then I send the shameful like, hey man, I thought it was tomorrow. And okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. You know? And like, even with like deadlines and stuff, some like don't, you know, your results may vary for things like college professors, but even like auditions and stuff where I've been like, oh, like, you know, it was due today at noon, but you know, it's today at 5 and I just now got done with it because time blindness, like a lot of times companies don't care. Like they're just like, just send it, you know? And so like, I think it can be really easy to catastrophize because of a lifetime of feeling that internal sense of failure and fuck up-ness. But like in reality, like I think people are generally, if you're not like out there burning your bridges constantly and like really not taking anything seriously, they're willing to give you a little bit of grace.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's kind of the hard part of the like being clinically late to shit and clinically forgetful is like, I think of this one, I think I've told you this story maybe, but this story from when I was working as a pizza guy, pizza chef. I was making wood-fired pizza at a place called Benchmark Pizzeria in Kensington, California. you should go there. But so I was a pizza guy. So my job was to man the oven, basically. So there was one person named Chef Nick. This is basically a story about how one of the more brutal punch to the face fuck ups that I've ever made, like in a professional setting where I fucked something up and there was just no way around. Like I just fucked that up. But so I was working for a guy named Chef Nick, who was my favorite chef I've ever worked for. He's delightful. Actually a lot of people found him to be kind of unpleasant. Cause again, he just didn't, but if you can assume that he's not mad at you and he just, you know, whatever, then he's great. But anyways, he was working expo and stretching dough. So his job was figuring out what gets fired when, calling fires. He was the chef. And he would also usually stretch the dough. We both would. And so he would stretch dough, lay them on the table, or we both stretch dough. We would both build them as quickly as we can. And then I would fire them. Literally, mm-hmm. I would put them in the oven.
Yeah.
And it's literally 1,000 degrees in there. So about 60 seconds later, they're done. And that was a hell of a game. I got off on that game. That was for 5 straight hours, just like having 4 timers in my head. But they were short timers. That's the thing. If they were 15 minute timers, I would have been fucked. But the timers were like, you know, accountable amount of time. It was right there. But anyways, so we were slammed one night, Saturday, just go fucking mode, just absolute go mode. And at this point I was pretty good at my job. I mean, I got better over time, but I was solid at the time. Anyways, we fire pizza and I burn it. And it happens, you know, it's 1,000 degrees in there. You leave it in there for an extra 4 seconds and it's in the wrong spot. It fucking burns immediately. So I burned it and, you know, in that situation, there's no way around. You just have to say, I burned it. Let's make it, because, you know, any yeah. moment you hesitate is makes the fuck up worse. So you just, I burned, you know, the whatever and make another one. And he kind of goes, okay. And he, then we build another one. I fired again. And then I burned that one. I burned the fucking second one too. And I remember thinking, like, it was the bottom of it too. So yeah. like I had to like lift it up to see, and I was like playing. I was like, oh my God. Like I burned one pizza like a month at that point in my career. So I was like, I was rock solid. I burning two in a row would be like laughably bad. And I pulled it out and I like lifted it up and it was burnt. It was right in the line. It was like one of those things was just over, but like, you know, professional pride, like I'm not going to serve if it's not right.
Yeah.
And so I turned and I was like, Nick, I burned it again. And he turns and he looks at me with this just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is, you know, okay, all right, you know, like, let's go, you know. But we're all in go mode. He doesn't have time to be mad. Nobody does. It's just go. But I could see in his eyes, he was just like, what are you doing? Like, what the hell? So we make it again. And so it's in the oven and it's, everything's going fine. I'm going. And I don't know how it happened, Katie, but I turned around and I burned the fucking third one too.
Louis Pugh, secondhand, deeply uncomfortable.
Bad. Yeah, it was bad. Like undeniably, like you could smell it. I don't know what happened. I was so fucked, like thrown.
Yeah,
by
you were like
one.
Thrown off. Yeah.
Like yeah, I didn't notice. I smelled burning first and turned around, and then Nick. Like it's. I almost feel like he thought it was a prank at that point. Like it was like, is it my birthday? Like what's happening? And anyway, I fucking burned it again and. He actually stopped what he was doing and just turned like shoulder turned. So he was square to me and just looks at me and goes, just sort of like bites his, like just the swear words that must, he was a really nice guy. He never lost his cool ever. He never got close. But I could just see by like the curling of his lips, you know, that he was just like, what the fuck? And then he turned, didn't say anything, turned back and just goes, okay. He goes here and he goes, and maybe this time don't burn the fucking pizza. Like he's in the customer. He's 5 feet away from customers. Like it was an open kitchen. Anyways, that was one of my, and I did the fourth one was great. But anyways, that is to say that like, that's when my blood starts to curdle.
Yeah.
It's not when I'm do it the first time, you know, it's like, okay, like that sucks. Oh shit. Sorry. Second time hurts. Second time is like, oh shit. They probably are like, Jesus, this guy's fucking late. But it's like the fifth fucking time, you know?
Yeah.
Then it's like, they don't even, you know, like, I mean, I'm putting words in their mouths. I don't know how they feel because I'm not them. But like that fifth time when you get the text that says like, hey, are you coming? And you're like, you know, on the toilet at home or whatever, you know, wearing your, you know, just boxers or something. And you have to be that guy fucking again and just. Take it to the face. Like, what do you do? I can't teleport there. You know, I'll be on my way.
Yeah.
Like that's the one that really curdles my blood. Cause then it's not like, oh, you know, once is unfortunate. Two is coincidence. Three is for show a trend. Four, five. Then it starts to feel like commentary on your character.
Yeah.
Like clearly it's a problem for me to remember shit. The fact that my brain sucks like that is not my fault. But the fact that I apparently haven't figured the fuck out how to make that not happen. Like, that's when it really starts to hurt me. I don't mind when it happens the first time. It sucks when it happens the second time. But, and I'm generally pretty good at it.
Yeah.
But occasionally it'll happen where it's just this one thing. I just can't remember it. Consistently can't remember it. It's a doctor's appointment. Who gives a shit? Like, I mean, go to your doctor's appointment, but like the doctor doesn't care. But when it's persons. Anyways, I just talked for a really long time. But yeah, it's those fourth and fifth times. It really hurts.
The thing that I absolutely hate the most is that moment of like, I'm sitting on the toilet in my boxers and then like, oh shit, I have to like now immediately drop everything that I was doing. I have to throw on some clothes. I have to find my shoes. I have to like, you know, that like panic moment of now I have to get ready for this thing. And like, that was what I was literally just about to do that. I was just about to jump in the car and be like, fuck it. I'll just panic drive an hour. But I was like, I just can't, you know, yeah. But like a lot of times I would, but like that is such, and that's like such a, like dysregulating feeling of like, yeah. I'm late. And then, you know, and like every stoplight you hit, you're feeling that time and you're feeling that time. And then, you know, especially like Atlanta traffic, you're sitting in traffic and you're like, I'm later and later and later. Like it's, that is my least favorite feeling in the world. Like, I don't have actors' nightmares where it's like, oh, I'm the actor and I'm not prepared. It's I'm late for rehearsal nightmares. Yeah. Like, I forgot about rehearsal. Not, yeah.
That's such
like,
a
I'll
shit
learn feeling. My lines, but, you know, like, mm-hmm. but like forgetting that you're in a show, like,
oh, goddamn.
It's the worst.
I mean, it kind of brings me to, like, the idea that, you know, we talk about systems a lot in the show, but like systems that help an ADHD person, a lot of them are preventing a fuck up from happening, writing stuff down, calendars and shit so that you do remember. But like some other solutions that I think, one, I think we do them unconsciously, subconsciously, but rarely intentionally because it feels like we shouldn't, but we do. And that's the procedures for what happens when you already did fuck up. Like, yeah. For example, like you can get ready in what, 7 minutes?
Yes.
Is that your number? Yeah. Like from zero to out the door in 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Like me is the same way. Like that's part of why I wore the same clothes is every day for 10 years. Not literally the same clothes, but I wore a black shirt, jeans.
Your uniform.
My uniform. That's what I was wearing when we met. I wore that. I think I only stopped doing that like a year ago. But because it made it so that I could get the fuck out of the house immediately. If I was late to work, if I was late to, work.
Yeah.
But it was just because I knew that I was liable to screw shit like that up all the time. And it just minimized those variables. I didn't realize that was really why, but it also rid me of having to like choose stuff. Probably also a boarding school thing. Also, I sweat a lot. But anyways, I think those systems are sort of sometimes like the unsung heroes of ADHD, like the oh shit procedures. Yeah. Just like, go, go, go. Because we do get, I mean, we're good in crises, you know, or at least I am in a lot of most of the ADHD people I know, because when everything goes fucked, like tits up,
okay,
and you got to figure it out, it's like, dude, this is every day of my life, you know, we'll figure it out, you know?
Okay, you don't have to answer this if you don't want, because I also recognize that this is slightly blowing up your spot, but what's one of your scummy ones?
My scummy ones?
I feel I have a theory that everybody with ADHD has one scummy tactic that they use. Mine for a really long time was that I would keep a picture of my car tire. With a flat tire.
Yeah,
on my
I did that. I was going to say that too.
It's not good. You shouldn't do it, but goddamn, did that get me out of trouble.
I have a broken down bus too. Yeah. It works. I mean, like, you know.
Yeah.
No, that's a shitty one.
Yeah. So now it's every single time if I ever get a flat tire, people are going to be like, nah, I'm going to have like the newspaper.
You just got to use force to like change the road slightly, you know. Just
add a, I don't know.
Add a whatever.
Yeah, Photoshop.
What's one of my scuzzy ones? I mean, I have them. I probably just block them out of my head. I mean, there are some where like, you know, methods for not smelling like shit.
Yeah.
You know, like the sink shower.
Sink shower.
I've done a lot of those where wipes. I like went to work, but it was kitchen. So like you can't smell like anything in kitchens, you know?
Yeah.
And so like going to the bathroom and like, I had a whole procedure for that. I used to, forget bus money constantly, Katie, constantly, like more than once a week. And so I would just, this wasn't necessarily a method, but I knew the bus drivers at that point because I rode the same bus for years. And so at that point, my entire persona around the bus drivers was based on making it so that they would forgive me and still let me on the bus. Because if I didn't get on the bus, I was fucked. I needed to get on the bus.
You're an old fucking character.
And so, well, I mean, I was still myself, but I was like, you know, I made a point to learn their names. I made a point to learn their kids and, you know, like, hey, what's up? You know, and like whatever, such that. Because I knew there are going to be times when I'm gonna be like, I don't have the money. Can I please get on the bus? And so I definitely, not that I would have been like mean to them otherwise, but I was definitely more talkative and friendly than I had to be to cover my future ass. And it worked. There was one time I can hear her voice in my head. There was one time she said, all right, but it's the last time. And I was like, okay, Shauna. No more Shauna. So there's a 1 in 4 chance that if I forget bus money that I'm fucked.
You heard it here first, folks.
I can hear her fucking voice.
Eric Goode, illegal bus rider.
Scammed the Oakland bus system out of $20 or
$20 whole dollar. You're going to get a bill now. They're going to send us a bill. Well, and hey, if you want to send us a bill or an email, don't send us a bill. We're not going to pay it because we don't have any money. But if you want to send us an email or some thoughts or opinions, you can do that by emailing us at...
Ask@infinitequest.com. InfiniteQuestPodcast.com. Yep. Fuck! Oh, so proud of myself. Ask@InfiniteQuestPodcast.com.
Also, nice. InfiniteQuestPodcast@gmail.com. Still works. Just still so you works. Know.
It's just going to be mixed just, in with a bunch of...
Yeah, friggin- it's just mostly like Twitch announcements. And I don't know. I was going to make like a joke.
Things but under NDA is what I was going to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, no, I was going to say. I was like, I can't say any of the things that would actually be in that email account right now. But hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening. It's great to be back doing the old podcast arena.
Yeah, I know you're doing the whole outro, but dude, I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but I got the yips. You know what I'm talking about? Have you heard of the yips? You know the yips?
Yeah.
Well, viewers, do you know the yips? Certain percentage of you don't. The yips are when there's something that you're good at, you're totally regularly fine at, but you get really in your head about it, and so you start to suck at it.
We have,
you know, like
5 unreleased episodes because we got so in our head about it.
Yeah, we do actually. Yeah, we have the one. We're also trying a new. Never mind. I'm just gonna ramble. Yeah,
it's
got the yips. So I think the more we just kind of fucking do it. Like right now, we're just sitting on our. We're not in the actual room because we're like, you know what. Like the idea of going in there and setting it up and making sure the levels are right scared the shit out of me.
We got weird podcast anxiety after the, I don't know. It was just weird. But anyway, it's good to be back. We love you. We're glad to be back. We're doing what we can with the mental health and mental space that we have.
Farkle. Just trying to keep it entertaining. You know?
That's so entertaining.
Said a funny word.
That's pretty good.
What is a farkle, Katie?
Is it a small particle of farts?
Yes, now it is.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there already is a word for that because farts are particles.
A farticle?
Yeah. When you smell farts, it's actually like fecal touching your.
No!
And gases, but yeah, that's true. That's like when you smell an aroma, it's particles from the thing that you're smelling. That's what smell is, detecting those particles. Fucking gross. To me, it sounds like a decoration for like an obscure Northern European holiday.
Sure.
Like, oh yes, Foz is coming over. He's going to bring the farkles. Are we going to sit down and carve farkles tonight? Would you like to come over? We have
Papa Farkle Schloman. Will come.
Papa Farkle
comes and put coals inside my tennis shoes.
I'm Norwegian. I can say that.
I don't know.
You can't.
Aw, man.
I'm kidding. You're allowed.
Hooray. But yeah, so anyway, you know, welcome back to Infinite Quest. Thanks for listening. You can send us an email. Thanks to our sponsor, Geek Therapeutics. And as always, from the Infinite Quest family to yours, remember to drink some water. Remember to eat a snack. Remember to take your meds. Remember to be kind to yourself. Remember to be kind to others. And remember that we love you. And also, we think you're really great. And also, if you wanted to tell your friends about this podcast, we wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, there's a podcast that there's an occasional podcast. That's what it's going to be called. That's our spinoff podcast, the occasional podcast. I don't have the brain space to schedule 2 podcasts, but
that's good.
We get one on schedule, then we can have the
that's
unscheduled
pretty good. I like
podcast.
That. Yeah. That was good.
Be good. Bye, everybody. Thanks for being
Bye.
Here.
Bye.
Thanks again to Geek Therapeutics for sponsoring this episode.
Yeah.
I was talking. Thanks, I talked for less time than you thought. I'm sorry.
I really thought there was going to be more than that. But yeah, Geek Therapeutics is a fantastic organization dedicated to making mental health better for everybody using geeky and
nerdisms.
Nerdisms.
Nerdiness. I think it's really nice. I think nerd culture as a means of communication and connection.
Yeah.
It's like one of my favorite things. I mean, we just got back from Gen Con and it's like, dude, all these amazing people I know because of gaming and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I think it's really cool that there are organizations like using that to help people who may not have otherwise so easily gotten helped. Well, not so easily, but you know, like using that to tap into people. It's really nice.
It's awesome. They have, Geek Therapeutics has a range of things that you can check out. They've got courses and classes for therapists, for teachers. They've got incredible books. They've got all sorts of cool videos, that kind of stuff. And also, they have a page on their website where you can check out Geek Therapeutic certified practitioners, like therapists who've gone through their classes, which is very, very cool. And if you want to check out any of their books, their writing materials, or their videos, you can use discount code InfiniteQuest, just not on therapy services, because that'd be weird.
Yeah, I got 10% off therapy from
Discount Therapy. I got this Groupon.
Come on down to Discount Therapy from Infinite Quest today. Wacky waving and flavor. I'm picturing like the little flags, the colored flags on.
Yeah, there's like a wacky waving, you know? Inflatable arm tube in, but he's wearing a doctor's coat.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah. I'm picturing it.
Or like he's got like a tweed sweater with like elbow patches, and he's holding a pipe.
Yeah, that's a visual. Right. That's branding right there. That's solid. Also, check out their new book, The Psychology of Elden Ring. The Kickstarter has been funded, so it's officially existing. But check it out. It's a really interesting interesting project. We got some sample chapters, so I can say from firsthand that it's fucking cool as
super
shit.
Cool.
Very lore heavy. I love video games as storytelling, not just like a thing to do. And so it's very lore and science heavy. I like it very much. So check out The Psychology of Elden Ring. And also you can use code Infinite Quest to get that one as well.
As well.
Sign on up for it. You know what I mean? Anyways, thanks Geek Therapeutics. And if you made it this far through I listen to ads in podcasts if they're riffy, you know, if it's just a copy, it was like, ugh. Yeah. But if it's just the people like actually talking about the thing, like I totally listen to ads, you know.
This Geek Therapeutics commercial brought to you by Casper Mattress.
No, you can't say the names of other brands in friggin' advertisements.
It was just like, and then it was like the Casper Mattress ad, and then it's like this Casper Mattress ad brought to you by MeUndies, and then it just became like an infinite advertising.
I guess it's probably competing brands, you know. Like,
yeah. Well, it's also. That was a funny joke. It's not real.
If Geek Therapeutics comes out with a line of mattresses.
Can you imagine? What would the Geek Therapeutics...
What is it? Yeah. Yeah. What are like geeky sleeping materials?
A
Minecraft bed.
Is there
a Minecraft mattress?
Like a Minecraft
mattress?
But that
would be like a sheet
Hold
set.
On, I'm looking up D&D mattress.
D&D
mattress. Okay.
It looks like straw, you know?
There's apparently... Oh, that's something very different.
What did you search?
I just searched D&D mattress and bondage furniture came. I don't know. Okay, bye. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
And that's why you never accept the cookies.